Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. This week's thought is entitled, A Fearless Trust in God. In Psalm 27, verses 4 through 6, David writes, One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock, and now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. This week's reflection is a reflection of our faith. Fear is one of the most universal experiences of the human life. Every person knows what it feels like to worry, to feel uncertain, or even stand in the shadow of something that's overwhelming. Yet alongside fear stands another powerful reality, faith. Both exist in the human heart, but the question is always, which one will lead us? There is a kind of fear that is healthy and right. Scripture teaches us to fear God and keep his commandments, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Reverence for God produces wisdom, humility, and obedience. But there's another kind of fear that consumes people. It could be the fear of life, of circumstances, of failure, or even the unknown. And the reality is that fear in those circumstances can paralyze the heart and even cloud the mind. Psalm 27 is David's declaration that fear does not have to rule your heart or your mind. In one of the most memorable statements of all the Psalms, David writes here in verse 1, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? These words are not spoken from a peaceful mountaintop free of trouble. David, in fact, writes them while surrounded by his enemies, surrounded by danger, surrounded by opposition, and even uncertainty. Yet even in the darkness, he speaks with fearless confidence because his trust is fixed on God. Imagine a child walking through a dark house at night. Every shadow seems larger than it really is. Every sound feels threatening. Fear grows not because the house has changed, but because the child cannot see clearly. Now imagine placing a flashlight in that child's hand. The darkness is still there, but the light changes everything. Suddenly, the familiar becomes visible again. The fear begins to fade because the light reveals the truth. You see, that's the picture that David is painting in Psalm 27, that God is light. While the danger may be real, so is the presence of God. Fear is something that thrives in darkness, in what we cannot see, what we cannot control or cannot understand. Faith, on the other hand, begins when we trust in the light more than the darkness. Throughout the psalm, David reveals an unshakable faith in what God can do. He confidently declares that God will hide him, lift him up, help him, and never forsake him. David's courage is not rooted in self-confidence, but rather it's rooted in confidence in God. And the reality is that his faith is resting on the character of God and the faithfulness of God rather than in himself. But Psalm 27 is also a place that we find David being honest about human fear. David speaks of evildoers, of adversaries, of enemies, of war, and false witnesses. In fact, he pleads with God, saying, "Do not hide your face from me. Do not abandon me or forsake me." These are not the words of a man pretending to be fearless. They are words of someone who understands just how desperately he needs God. David knows that without the Lord, fear would consume him. In fact, he admits it in verse 13 by saying, "I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." What is it that kept David from despair? It was his faith. He believed that God was still good, even in the middle of trouble. And the psalm closes with this final challenge in verse 14, saying, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord." Waiting is difficult. And it's difficult because fear wants immediate answers and instant relief. Faith, however, learns to trust God before the answers come. And David essentially speaks courage to his own heart in this situation. Instead of listening to his fear, he reminds himself to wait on God. Many people spend their lives trying to remove fear by changing their circumstances, but David teaches us something greater. That peace is not founded in the absence of problems, but in the presence of God. David didn't remove the battlefield from his life. He fixed his eyes on the light. While fear says, "Look at the darkness," faith says, "Turn on the light." And when God is your light, you may still walk through dark places, but you will never walk through them alone. As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's Word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it, think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me. And until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive, and let's continue to excel and reflect together.